Oh, this is scary. Hello, I'm Jay. It's an honor to be a part of this Baptism Sunday here. I started coming to GBC about almost 3 years. Around that time, I was still looking for a home church, and I truly found myself appreciating this church. And here I am, finally choosing to be a member and to finally be baptized after holding it off for almost a year. But before I proceed, I would like to share my testimony and how I came to know Jesus Christ. I was born in the Philippines with a Catholic background. My father was the only one raising me along with my older brother and sister due to my mother passing away when I was 2 years old. So my dad was usually very busy on working and providing, while for the most part, I grew up a very willfully and rebellious child. And he has gotten me in a lot of trouble. Raised as a Catholic, I've been told that we have to earn favor from God by doing works, while continuing to repress or inhibit bad behavior due to the fear of punishment. And these bad behaviors will gradually come out worse and worse, to the point where I either harm others or harm myself. While I continuously try to bury them with good works and priding myself for every self-improvement that I have achieved. And it made me confident in myself and my self-deceit on my standing with God, while I continue to blame the devil for every bad behavior, because that's the best thing I could do at that time. My family moved to the U.S. in 2003 because my dad remarried. Living in the U.S., still have that willful, rebellious spirit, has gotten me into like a lot of bad influence and vices and partying. And during those times, I made a friend through those partying days, a friend from my girlfriend at that time, and he decided to be a Christian himself and invited my girlfriend. And it sparked an interest within me as well that maybe I should be more serious in my faith. So I also joined their Bible studies and got involved with them. And that's the start of the journey on getting to know Christ. At that time, I was accustomed to hopping from church to church, hearing a lot about prosperity gospels, and they were very, very like music to my ears, and it stroked my ego a lot. But that changed when I finally opened the Bible and read it for myself. As I read the stories in the Bible and how God loves his people and delivered them from their hardships through the antagonists of the stories, I found myself resonating on the antagonists in the Bible, the characters in the Bible. Like reading the story of the Pharaoh, Nebuchadnezzar, I find myself resonating on them a lot. That maybe I am not really what I think I am. Maybe not in deeds, but the tendencies of my heart are more antagonistic than I could think. And my sense of confidence in my standing of God has been shook when it was truly starting to show the sinfulness of my heart by constantly repressing them. And I knew at that time that I needed a solution for my heart issue. And I knew that was Christ. That I needed to repent of my sins and obey Christ and allowing his love and his sacrifice on the cross to be able to change my heart. And I held into the hope that God would renew my heart and change my mind. Though that God had changed my spirit slowly, I was only still carrying the fraction of understanding the fullness of the gospel. And I was still chasing the works that I need to do to earn that. There was a time I was walking in Mill Avenue in the evening doing street photography and met two people evangelizing in the street. I remember them asking me if I know about the Bible, and I answered I was a self-claimed Christian. And they start to ask me more questions and invited me to visit their church. We exchanged numbers and went on our separate ways, but I didn't pay too mind on it. But like fast forward about a year later, I was able to meet those people again at the same spot. And he asked me if I finally able to join a church. And I mentioned that I wasn't at that time. And ultimately the conversation ended that he wanted me to invite me to his home to study the Bible together. And for me, it was strange to actually see someone like a stranger that I met just twice within a span of 2 years to just invite me at their home and to be a part of his family and to have dinner together and just him sharing the word to me. It was different. As he continued to share the word to me, something that really struck in my heart and the passages about that really changed my salvation or the thought of my salvation at that time. In God's truth unraveled that I could never earn my salvation, that all sin and fall short of the glory of God. None is righteous, not one. No one understands, no one seeks for God. All have turned aside, and together they have become worthless. No one does good, and not even one. And aside together they had become worthless, no one does good, and not even one. And understanding that is as if another layer of my sinfulness had laid bare. The more I understand my true condition in front of a holy God, the more I start to understand my sinfulness, the more little I really am, and God is really further than I thought, that I deserve his wrath more. And at that time, my understanding of the gospel had made a full circle, that God is truly holy, and there's nothing I can do to earn my way through him, but through his love, through Christ, so I may be saved in faith. And God has changed me since then. That journey of trying to get to know Christ for many years was slow, but understanding the full of the gospel within my journey was sanctifying. To see God's grace and mercy through my life as I continued to follow him and he humbled my heart. All my vices seemed to be at first inordinate and slowly and gradually become not a need for my life. All I wanted to do was to grow my faith and to start to want to be a part of a body. And now here I am deciding to be a part of a church body and to declare my faith in the eyes of the world, and not only to the world, but to every other believer that I could be used for, and they could be hold me accountable for my life as a Christian. And I can't wait to see what God would reveal moving forward.